The shiur this week is being sponsored by Lishma Shel Avigdor Menachem Ben Remart Chitzvi Olo Shalom.
A good tevoch. There's a mitzvah essay d'oraisa of achilas korban Pesach. Avada, we know on erev Pesach, on Yudalud Nisan, there's a mitzvah of shchitas korban Pesach. The shochatu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael. But then there's a separate mitzvah, besides the Shechita, there's a separate mitzvah on Leil Tesvov, the Ochlu es habosor balayla hazeh, tzli eish umatzois al meroyrim yechlu, on mitzvahs esay d'oraisa of achilas korban Pesach. The Ochlu es habosor balayla hazeh. There's a machloikis tanoim, what does it mean balayla hazeh? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, balayla hazeh means chatzois. He makes a gzeir shavah. It says, Va'ochlu es habosor balayla hazeh. By Makis Pachoiris, it says, Va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim balayla hazeh. So there's a gzeirah shava, layla hazeh, layla hazeh. Gzeirah shava teaches you that it's chatzois, that you have to finish eating the korban Pesach by chatzois. After chatzois, it's bechlal not the zman of achilas korban Pesach. Azoivi today is not the zman of achilas korban Pesach. Or yedalit in the afternoon is not the zman of achilas korban Pesach. After Chatzos Laila, no Shaykhis. It's not the Zman of Achilas Korban Pesach anymore. Laila Zeh means only till Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva argues, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, but Laila Zeh means Shaschi Pozoi, the ganze Nacht. So it's clear, on the Machloik is Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, the Zman Achila is Chatzos, Ad Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva says, it's Ad Alois HaShachar. There's a stira in Mishnais, whether we paskin like Rabbi Akiva or like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. On one hand, there's a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof. The Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof is mevuah like Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof gives a list of things. Dover shemitzvosei bayoyim, kosher kol ayoyim. Dover shemitzvosei balayla, kosher kol alayla. And it gives a list of things. And the Gemara says, why does it say, zeh haklal, dover shemitzvosei balayla, kosher kol alayla? Zeh haklal is to be marbe even Korban Pesach, like Rabbi Akiva, that Korban Pesach is mitzvosei balayla, kosher kol alayla. Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva. On the other hand, there are other Mishnais that the Rishonim still that are mavur, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. There's a Mishnah that we all know from davening, from Ezu Mekoimon, the last Mishnah in Perek Ezu Mekoimon. HaPesach eini nechal ele balayla, ve eini nechal ele tzoli, ve eini nechal ele ad chatzois. It's like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Mishnah in Pesachim, Dav Kufchof, Pesach achar chatzois, mitames hayadayim. Already after chatzois, it's already ois, and it's noiser, it's mitames hayadayim. And the third mission in Brochus Daf Beis Amid Aleph, in Brochus Daf Beis Amid Aleph, it says, Hektach Alavim Veivarim is really a ganze Nacht. Now they made a Gezeira Tul Chatzois. It doesn't mention Korban Pesach, Dr. Gemara, because it's going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Korban Pesach Be'etzim is only Tul Chatzois. So there's a stira. There's one Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof, like Rabbi Akiva, that Korban Pesach is Nechal a ganze Nacht. There are three Mishnais in Zvochim, Brochus, and Soif Psochim, that I'm a fool like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And the Mishnayim therefore shtel, who should we paskin like? We have one Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva, three Stam Mishnayis like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. No, three against one. But on the other hand, the Stam Mishnah Megillah is more powerful. Over there it's Hilchas HaPsikta. It's a list of all the Zmanim, of everything that's Noig Bayoim. There's an Atiyah to paskin like that Mishnah. Also, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva Mechaveirov, when there's a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Mechaveirov, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. So it's a Machlokes Mishnayim if we paskin like Rabbi Akiva or like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now that's a machloikis legabe achilas korban Pesach, which bezman hazeh, last year, this year of Adem, Mashiach v'tkumen, of the last year, and bezman agolus, there's no mitzvah of korban Pesach, so why is this shmuz negei for us? So the mice is like this. Bezman hazeh, there's no mitzvah of korban Pesach. And the mitzvah of korban Pesach, we know, was al matzah semoroyrim yechlu, there was a mitzvah to eat the korban Pesach with matzah and mor. Bezman hazeh, there is no mitzvah of korban Pesach. Nevertheless, bezman hazeh, there's a mitzvah doiraisa of eating matzah. It says in the Pasuk, Be'erev Toichlu Matzis, Chazal learned out that this is a separate mitzvah, not directly tied into Korban Pesach. A mitzvah is Eser Deraisa to eat matzah, Be'erev Toichlu Matzis. And Taka Bizman Hazeh, we eat matzah, Be'erev Toichlu Matzis. Morer Bizman Hazeh, is it the Rabbonon? Because there is no mitzvah of morer, only with the Korban Pesach. Al Matzis Umeroyram Yechlu. The ganze Musag of eating morer Bizman Hazeh is Taka only the Rabbonon. The only reason matzah we do have Do'iraisa is because there's a separate din of Be'erev Toichlu Matzis. One could have argued and thought that, Lamarshal, this is the rice of Be'erev Toichlu Matzis has to be eaten by Chatzois or it could be the whole night. Be'erev Teichel Matzis. Maybe the whole night. Zog the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kufchof, Omar Rava, Ochal Matzo Bezman Hazeh, La'achar Chatzois, L'Rabbi Leza Ben Azaryo, Lo Yotzi Yedei Chevosim. A Chiddush. We're talking about the matzah of Be'erev Teichel Matzis, which by definition is not Sebundin Be'emes, the Korban Pesach. That's the whole point, that even though we don't have Korban Pesach Bezman Hazeh, there's a mitzvah of Be'erev Teichel Matzis. Nevertheless, the Zman of eating the matzah, Zog the Rava, L'Rabbi Leza Ben Azaryo, that Korban Pesach Nitz Chatzois. Matzah bezman is also mitzvah. On one end, it's a separate mitzvah of matzah, not totally in Korban Pesach. Bezman is there, we don't have Korban Pesach. There's a mitzvah that you rise to eat the matzah. But whether this zman is chatzos, ukol alayla, is totally in Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Kiva. So that's mufurish in the Gemara. So now if we're going to want to have a shmuz of a machloikis, whether we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria or Rabbi Kiva, it's not only negeya Korban Pesach. It's negeya matzah bezman is there. Matzah bezman hazeh, the rice, you have to eat it by chatzos. If we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, you have to eat the matzah by chatzos. If we pass like Rabbi Kiva, you don't have to. So it's negeyos halacha lemaisa. It's a big machloikis rishonim. There's a yam of shitas, but the options are not too many. A whole rishima of rishonim that hold like Rabbi Kiva. Like I said, the stam mishnah in Megillah is more powerful, and halacha ki Rabbi Kiva mechaveirov, and the Rambam taka paskins like Rabbi Kiva. The Rambam paskins that Korban Pesach could be eaten the whole night. Because we pass him like Rabbi Kiva. La'uma say a lot of Rishonim say we pass him like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, because there's three Stam Mishnayos like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, three against one.
I'm going to get
to that, huh? But I'm first going to tell like the sheet is, and we're going to get to tonight, the days, Valt, Avad. There's some Rishonim that hold it's a Suffolk the Dina. We're in the Suffolk. Since there's a Stira Mishnayos, it's Taka Suffolk what we should do. So it's a big Machloikis Rishonim. The Rambam says we pass him like Rabbi Kiva, but listen careful. The Rambam says in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Be'emes we pass him like Rabbi Kiva, that you can eat matzah, that you can eat the Korban Pesach all night. But Chazal made a geder, a gezerah, that you have to eat it by chatzos. As even we know, Kriyashma, you could say the whole night. But Chazal made a gezerah, only chatzos. Hek the chalovim ve'evorim, the Mishnah Brachas Daf Beis, you could do the whole night. But Chazal made a gezerah only till chatzos. So the Rambam, Korban Pesach also. Be'emes we pass him like Rabbi Kiva. But it's kedai to be machmer tol chatzois because they made a gezerah. That's the Rambam Menuchas Korban Pesach. The Rambam Menuchas Chometz Matzo says matzo, you can eat the whole night because be'emes we pass like Rabbi Kiva, and only the Gabi Korban Pesach was there a gezerah that you have to be careful chatzois for matzo not. Maishno, the Rambam doesn't say, but the Noisa Kalim say Korban Pesach is chorus, Korban Pesach is mochamer. I Kriyashma also we made a gezerah. Kriyishma is every day of the year, you know, on a wintry day in Shivat, you know, it's raining.
No chorus on the Achila.
Yeah, but still, the Korban Pesach, you're right, but Korban Pesach, which has the Chaymer of chorus, it's a proba that there's a Gvisa Chaymer. As opposed to Matzah, which is a mitzvah chaviva, it's only once a year, there's no Gzeir of Chatzos. A dugma is Purim. It's not Nogay so much here, but especially in Eretz Yisrael, when there's 2 days of Purim, a lot of people end up blaming the Megillah, those that hunt 2 days. They come back from Bnei Brak very late. There's like Megillah lining, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. The Magen Avraham says first, it's lechatchila. There's no din of chatzois by Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is once a year, it's chavivalei. Lechatchila after chatzois. So matzah also, since be'emes we pass him like Rabbi Kiva, for Korban Pesach lemachle, a gezeira, shmira, to do chatzois. Matzah, there's no kpeda. Nor the achroin and the sharamel, the Beis Halevi, they have a shayla. We also eat afikoymen. Afikoymen is zecher lepesach. If afikoymen is zeichel lepesach, there might be an inyan that the afikoymen we should eat before chatzois, because it's a zeichel to Korban Pesach, and by Korban Pesach, doch this was a gezeira that you're supposed to be machmer on chatzois. So maybe afikoymen chosh we should do before chatzois, even if matzah per se doesn't need chatzois, because the emes really be basking like Rabbi Kiva, and it's only a gezeira, and the gezeira was only by Pesach. Or afikoymen is doch zeichel lepesach, and of course Klal Yisrael, there is different menhagim. I will mention the idea of the Avnei Nezer, that people make a Tanai, that on one hand, they right before Chatzois, they quickly eat a piece of matzah, and they say a Tanai. If the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, this is the Afikoymen. But then it comes Chatzois, the Zman is over, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria l'shitasoi, megmen doch jetzt essen, was me will. Now let he eat after the Afikoymen, till when? Till Shavuos. Till the Zman is over. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, after Chatzois, megmen weiter essen. So you make a Tanai. If Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is right, this is my afikoymen, and when I'm going to continue eating the gefilte fish, the rest of the suda, it's doch shein achar ma'isa. If Rabbi Kiv is right, so then this matzah is stam matzah, and at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, when I finish the Indian, that will be the matzah. That's the famous Tanai of the Avdi Nezer. That's not today's shir about the Avdi Nezer. It's a topic, it's a ganze noise, but that's, there's different, Haboich HaYivchad, there are various menhagim what to do, but that's the machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezman Azariah, one last time, to get started, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezman Azariah arguing, Rabbi Lezman Azariah learns, Balayla Hazeh, that mitzvahs korban Pesach, achilas korban Pesach only till chatzois, Rava says mefurish, therefore matzah also, matzah is manazeh, but if teichlo matzahs is also only till chatzois, Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's kol alayla, korban Pesach is kol alayla, matzah is kol alayla. After there's a gezeira by Pesach, a person shouldn't be nimshach. That's korban Pesach and matzah. There's another mitzvah on Leil HaSeder, Leil Tesvov. There's a mitzvah sesed oiraisa from Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. We got it to Levincha, a special mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not our topic tonight either, but everyone knows the famous Shaila Harei Kol Hashona. We have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by day and by night. Is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Separately, the mitzvah of Zocharas Hayom Hazeh Asher Yitzasani Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And everyone talks about it, and it's not specifically the topic today, but we're just going to touch upon it for our noise. What is the difference? What is unique? Manishtano Halayla Hazeh and Nikol HaLeilos. Harei HaKol HaShona, we have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is special? What is different? What is unique about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Harbei Terutzim V'Dovar. Maybe we'll come across some of them as we're going through the topic. But that is a special mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. For the record, the psukim for these two dinim, everyone understands, is Zechira of a whole year is learnt out from the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Laman Tiskor Es Yoyim Tzeis Chamei Yetzias Mitzrayim Koil Yemei Chayefa. And the mitzvah of Sipur is in Parshas Boy, Zochar Es Yoyim Azeh Asher Yetzasim Mitzrayim. Open up a Rashi in Chumash, and everything is tzemisht, and it's backwards. Rashi says on Laman Tiskar, same says Chumash, like Rashi Laman Tiskar, Yedei Achilas Matzah Umor. And by Zohar, as Yom Hazeh, Asher Yitzasim in Mitzrayim, like Rashi, Vamadav Gedenken Mitzrayim, Aganzi Yor. It's a major kasha. Rashi in Chumash is in Gantzin Mahapach the Yoitzris. Ayin Shom, it's not our top. But we have a special mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is unique about it? What is different that a whole year we have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and all of a sudden on Leil Pesach there's a special mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? We will discuss it behemshich, but for a minute, for our topic here, when is the Zman of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Zman of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is the whole night, or only till Chatzos? We know that Korban Pesach, let's just chazer, we're going to go step by step, it should be bor, klar, and slow, but bor together. The mitzvahs esed arayis of achilas korban Pesach is established mefurash etanoyim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says chatzois. Rabbi Kiva says kol alayla. Rava, Gemara, that matzah bezman hazeh is totally in that same achlokes. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, matzah is only till chatzois. Like Rabbi Kiva, matzah is the whole night. What about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Menachas Chinuch and many other achroyim also say that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is also totally in this achlokes tanoyim. Like Rabbi Kiva, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a ganze nacht. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is only till chatzos. If we were saying a shir on the topic of what's the difference between Zechira and Sipur, if that would have been the topic, we would go through the various 17 or 18 trutzim that there are. Maybe there's more on this inyan. The Menachas Chinuch, among the many trutzim that he says a technical teretz. He says Zechira of a ganze yor is the whole night. Of a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to make sure you do it before Chatzos. That can't be the only teretz. There has to be a fundamental difference between the etzem mitzvah. It's also an afkamina. That as the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a ganze nacht. There's no kped of Chatzos. Al Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if Korban Pesach is only till Chatzos, and therefore Matzah is only till Chatzos, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim also is only till Chatzos. Going one step further, Hallel. We say Hallel at the end of the Seder. Does Hallel have to be said before Chatzos? Tosfos in Megillah Daf Chof on that Mishnah says Hallel already doesn't have to be before Chatzos. Meila, Matzah, this, Hallel. The Hallel is the Rabbanah. The Hallel you could say after Chatzos. Other Rishonim, the Ran brings B'Shem, the Tosfos, that Hallel also needs Chatzos. The Olam asks it's a stira. Tosfos in Megillah says you don't need Chatzos. The Ran B'Shem Tosfos that you do need Chatzos. Could be there's two parts, the Hallel, Tzvei Dinim and Hallel. The first half of the Hallel needs Chatzos, the second half doesn't. I don't even mean Lomdish with the two Dinim and Hallel, I just mean technically. The first half of Hallel is earlier, it's before you even ate the Matzah, it's before Chatzos. Could be Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, Paskins. that you have to even say the halal before chatzos. Not everyone's knowing like this, but the Ramah, in fact, paskins and Siman Tafai and Zion, that halal should be said before chatzos. Everything, even halal. There's an interesting bir hagro, afin art over there in Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Ramah says, even halal should be said and finished before chatzos. Zok the gro, why the halal? Finish halal later, 2 o'clock in the morning. He says, because after halal, you drink the fourth kois. And the dalet koisis should preferably be done before chatzos. And therefore, by default, you have to do the halal before chatzos in order to chaparoin the dalet koisis. There's a fascinating diak here in the gro.
Sipur also would be the same thing.
Yeah, but Sipur is even earlier. One second.
Did you see what the Patakuru wrote on this?
Which one?
The Patakuru from Seifer Beis Aaron, what he wrote on the...
Oh, let's see. We'll see. Let, I don't want to lose the flow. I'm going to talk. If... Yeah, I know. I'm going to get back to it, but I want to keep the flow. I don't want to confuse myself. The gro is meduyik, an interesting diak. Dalet koisis needs chatzos. But halal doesn't. Only because of a technicality that the dalet koisis is the... Monashach. Dalet koisis is the rabbonim. Why should dalet koisis need chatzos? Elamai, because everything about the mitzvah needs chatzos. If everything about the mitzvah of the Laila needs chatzos, so halal also should need chatzos. Be'etzem it should need. What's the getter that halal be'etzem doesn't need chatzos? No, dalet koisis needs chatzos. I saw an interesting idea on this nekuda from the Mishnah Siyavitz. Mitzal Jolti. He says like this. He says, Be'emes halal doesn't need chatzos. Like it's meduyik in the gro. Halal already you could say afterwards. I be the ikar of the say that you did before. So why does the dalet koisis need it? Because you go back to the original question, what's the difference between the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach and Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim a whole year? And again, there are many terutzim. But are you sadistic in a kuda, the chilak is, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, we actually live going out of Mitzrayim. I would even add, everyone remembers twice a day, at night and by day, a ganze yard, you remember you went out of Mitzrayim. How do you remember you went out of Mitzrayim? When did you go out of Mitzrayim? You went to Mitzrayim, you took a trip to Egypt. When did you... There's a new tour, they're taking a trip to Mitzrayim. They're going to do the Seder, they're going to have a non-gebrocht, no kidneys hotel in Mitzrayim. They're going to make Tzias Mitzrayim. When do you...
Yeah,
when... toll free. When is the person remembering the Tzias Mitzrayim? The pshat is, on Pesach night, we really go out of Mitzrayim. Chayev odom laharis es atzmoy, ki'ilu yotzem in Mitzrayim. After Pesach night, you really go out of Mitzrayim, then the rest of the year, you can taka remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, there's a Rashi in Parshas Bo. It says there, Yochel Gershin is Geyer, Yovi Karban Pesach Miyad. There's a Havamina that a guy that's Megayer, right away, that day that he's Megayer, should bring a Karban Pesach. Kamash Mulan, no, a Pesach only by Yoyim Hazeh. But there was a Havamina that every Ger should bring a Karban Pesach. What's the Pshah? So Andere say it's important to Geirus. Geirus says he's becoming a Yid, he's getting rid of Avodah Zarah. Karban Pesach represents getting rid of Avodah Zarah. Poshit, part of the process of Geirus, there was a Havamina that part of the process of Geirus is to bring a Karban Pesach. He's not going to zap shot in the Rashi. Aber lefi al mahalach, maybe the Havamina would be, this Ger, he's being Megayer in Tammuz. How is he going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim for the next few months, till Pesach comes? He can't remember going out of Mitzrayim, he didn't go out of Mitzrayim. Well, given a halamina, glaich zol bring in a carbon pesach zol zechshafen ayitzias Mitzrayim as a kedei that he should be mekayim zechir. Kamash mon as nish. You know why kamash mon as nish? Because there's no way to do it. Yitzias Mitzrayim is only on Leil Tezvov.
Why do you want a carbon to come to a mismano?
There would be a halamina. That's stating the right. That's not my shuldig. Rashi says yochel gershin is gair yovi pesach miyat. That's a Rashi in Parshas Bo. That's not my geshef. Rashi says in Parshas Bo there would be a halamina to bring a carbon pesach in the middle of Tammuz. As I stating the Rashi. I offered you two options. It's either a Havamina that it's a Geirus Dika process, that there would be this Mishuna Dika Havamina to bring a carbon Pesach and Thomas. And I'm offering another option that it would be he has to Shafsach Yitzias Mitzrayim to be Makayim Mitzvah Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Why do you want to deal with the din of Zechira in the din of Sipur?
First of all, I don't want to go into it now, but that's the way that the Rambam doesn't count it and say for a mitzvah, he only counts Sipur because it's really one mitzvah. But I want to get to one point. How do we taka do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we really go out of Mitzrayim? Zok the Mishnah Siyavitz, we do it with a hands-on experience. The matzah, the morer, and the dalet koisis is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The arba l'shoynis of ge'ula, v'yitzesi v'yitzalti v'ga'alti v'lekachti is the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pshat in the bir agro. Halel doesn't need chatzos. The halel kemen zogin shpeter. Oh, but the kois revi, which is after the halel, the Kois Revi needs Chatzos. Because the entire Dalet Koisis is part of Sipur. And Sipur needs Chatzos. And the Dalet Koisis is also part of the Sipur because of this type that the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is the process of going out of Mitzrayim to enable to do Zechira afterwards. And that's why, again, we'll go through the whole thing. Karben Pesach is a machlokes tanoim if you need Chatzos. Mefurish that Matzah is totally in that. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, that Karben Pesach needs Chatzos, Matzah needs Chatzos. The Mechizchinach and most Achroinim Nemon that Sipur also needs Chatzos, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. And we discussed Halal, and we had a diak in the Bir Agro that Halal doesn't really need Chatzos. No, the Dalet Koisis needs Chatzos because it's part of the Sipur. So we see these Achroinim Nemon that Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim also should be said before Chatzos.
Yeah,
that's already a whole shifa halal. That's not the shit. We're going to stick to the zman of chatzos. It's a run. It's a briskravan. It's a run. Maise bebnei brak. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Lezer, Shoyu Yoishvin, Umisaprin, Begitzias Mitzrayim, Kolaysi Alayla, Chabo, Talmidein. The five Tanoim and Bnei Brak were being Mesaper, Bitzias Mitzrayim, Agans, and Nacht. The Mishkanes Yaakov brings a Raya. We said it's a Machloikis Rishonim, if we paskin that Korban Pesach is the whole night or only till Chatzos. We said it's a Stir and Mishnai, it's a Machloikis Rishonim. The Mishkanes Yaakov brings a Raya from this story. You see that we go Chatzos. That's the whole night. Oh, but the emes is, Fregand Achroinim, one of the Tanoim is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Mefurish holds Korban Pesach only till Chatzos. And matzah also Omar Rava Ochel matzah is manazel lachar chatzos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria lo yotze. The Mechas Chinuch and most Achronim them on that follows that the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim also is only till chatzos. What's Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria doing there until Alois Hashachar? Azoy fregin the Achronim. Azoy freg. What was he doing there? This was excellent. This was very good. This Vasemis says that the story in Bnei Brak wasn't on Pesach. It was the middle of Shvat. It was a regular day of the year. They were doing the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kol Oisai Halayla. Misubin. Guti Kashis. Oh, but that's what the Sfasemis wants to suggest, that it wasn't even Pesach. What will you gain? You know, the other Achrayim ask Akasha, one of the other Tanoim in Bnei Brak was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin, Meshabeach Anias Ha'atzlonim She'enim Yoytzen Mibateim B'chag. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is a person's not supposed to leave his house on Yom Tov. Not even to be Makabel Pnei Rabbi, a person's supposed to be home. Rabbi Eliezer lived in Lud. What was he doing in Bnei Brak? The Achroinim asked the Kasha. Loytis Fasemes, Lud is in Bnei Brak is more than a distance away. One is in Nachlas Don, one is Nachlas Ben Yomin. It's not shtimming. There is a pshat that we know there were Tanam that were on a boat and they were coming back from Roimi, and it could be Pasha they landed Erev Pesach, like it's Mavur, there was Beer Meisters there on the boat, and they Pasha they didn't make it, so they stopped off in Bnei Brak. It could be. The Abar Benel says that Bnei Brak means a kind of a clothes. They were Mesubin Bnei Brak. It's a kind of a frakaza, a kind of a psaza, a begedaza. That's what it means, Mesubin Bnei Brak. It wasn't in Bnei Brak, it was Lud. It was Bnei Brak, it was a kind of a beged. Good, there's a lot of terutzim. Oh, but there, according to the Sfasemis, it's Bechlal Mitzvah. It wasn't Pesach. It wasn't Yom Tov. So that will refer to the Rebbe Eliezer. But let's assume the Olam is saying, it says, Kol Oisi Halayla Mesubin, Mestama was Pesach night. So we're back to our question. Rebbe Eliezer ben Azari holds that Korban Pesach is only Tul Chatzos, and therefore Matzah is only Tul Chatzos, and followingly, that would be that Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is only Tul Chatzos. What was Rebbe Eliezer ben Azari doing the whole night? So, the emes is, if the Sfasemis could tell us that it wasn't Pesach, let's say it was Pesach. After Chatzos, he was doing Zechiris, Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you were willing to say that it wasn't even Pesach and he was doing Zechiris, Yitzias Mitzrayim, no, it's nish meduyik. It says, Mesubin bo'oisei alayla. Beseder. So the rest of the four Tanoim were doing Sipur the whole night. Frex, the Vos Tutra, Beleza ben Azaria, he was doing Zechiris, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chotchen was doing Zechiris, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Could be. So the other four being Mesapin, they're not Kishlep mit Zechira. The Ksav Soifer says a different shot. It says in the Haggadah, "Kol Hamar Belasaper Bitzias Mitzrayim Areizem Meshubach." This is not put down in Shulchan Aruch Rada, but Klal Yisrael goes with it. Kol Hamar Belasaper Shulchan Aruch is Meduikas. The Kol Hamar Belasaper Bitzias Mitzrayim Areizem Meshubach. Zok the Ksav Soifer. What does it mean? Kol Hamar Belasaper Bitzias Mitzrayim Areizem Meshubach. L'mashal, like Rabbi Kiva, the mitzvah is the whole night. So the mitzvah is the whole night to be mesaper. Where's the harezah meshubach? Me'ikar hadin, the mitzvah is the whole night. Where do you have a case of kol amar b'lesaper?
You have to stay up the whole night.
Good, let me speak out the Ksav Sofer. He hasn't good. The Ksav Sofer says, what's kol amar b'lesaper reza meshubach? Like Rabbi Kiva, me'ikar hadin, it's the whole night. Zok the Ksav Sofer einfal. In a chanami, like Rabbi Kiva, there is no din of kol amar b'lesaper b'tzias mitzvah reza meshubach. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, Me'ikar Adin, it's the whole night.
What do you mean? If you don't say it the whole night,
I can't go. We're going to speak. The mitzvah of Rabbi Kiva, it's the whole night. So how do you have Shayach Adin of Kol Amar B'Lesapa Reza Meshubach? Dafka like Rabbi Lezer Ben Azariah. That Be'emes, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Matzah, and even Sipur, is technically only till Chatzos. Like Rabbi Lezer Ben Azariah is past the Zogan, yeah, tak, it's only till Chatzos. Oh, but Kol Amar B'Lesapa Harezim Meshuvah. Zok Tiksav Soifer, that's the Hemshech in the Haggadah. In the end of Avodah Mayinu, we say, V'cholamar b'lesaber b'tzias mitzvah harezim Meshuvah. No, what can Zayin? The mitzvah is the whole night. The emes. How could it be a cholamar b'lesaber Meshuvah? Maisa for Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, that was in B'nai Brak. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, everyone knows, holds Chatzos. On the house, he continued the whole night. He was the one that was doing cholamar b'lesaber harezim Meshuvah.
I'm going to get to that later on.
Excellent. We're going to get to it. But that's the Ksav Sofer's idea that the Zman is only till Chatzos. Kol Amar, but continues afterwards. Adarabah says the Ksav Sofer. Like Rabbi Kiva, that the mitzvah is the whole night be'emes. Vi passes on Kol Amar. The whole mitzvah, the whole night is the mitzvah. So he's asking that. I'm going to get to your kasha now. Excellent. Even like Rabbi Kiva, that the mitzvah is the whole night. It doesn't say anyway you have to do it the whole night. There's a slot of time of the entire night that you can do part of it. As a matter of fact, first of all, I want to declare, maybe like Rabbi Kiva, maybe kol amar b'lesaper means even after alayis hashachar. It says ad shebo tal nidei va'omerlein he gives man kriyas mashal shachar. So it was nates. What were they doing till nates? Teretz says the mitzvah is till alayis hashachar. After alayis day, we're going to continue vayter kol amar b'lesaper. So efrak ven bizven biz shavuos. No, you know bizven bizman kriyishma. It's man kriyishma. Hear this off. But be'etzem it continues even beyond. No, kriyishma finally stopped it. And the truth is, he was being ramas also. You don't have to do it the whole night. And I have a shtickle of horror on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Kim Tahayim from Shiel, mit the Tate, and I'm after Bald Kiddush, as the kinders on the Einschlafen. The reason you start to say the right away is that the kids shouldn't fall asleep. I have a different reason that you're supposed to start right away. Kol Hamar Bilasapir Harezim Meshubach. You have a 12-hour slot here, or a 6-hour slot. The earlier you start, that's also Kol Hamar. Who says Kol Hamar is only at the tail end of it? Getting started earlier is going to be end up doing more time. So the sibah to start right away is not only as the kinder zonish nine shlof and as evi klal yisrael zon. Kol amar b'lesaper l'chayr should tell you to start earlier because you have a mitzvah to do here in a segment of time. You could technically start earlier. That's gufa. The kol amar could tell you to start earlier.
If you start early and finish earlier, that's mabe?
No, but if you start early and continue all the way to the end, you have a 12-hour slot. If you only start at 11 o'clock at night, you didn't do kol amar. The earlier you start, the more minutes, time you put in on the meter, you got in more time.
And you'll have more people, the children.
Could be kol amar, but could be, okay. Kol amar could be on the echas, on the kamas, on the amkus. You're right, it's kol amar ben asach v'fan. The Ksav Sofer was assuming, though, that Rebbe Kiva, there wouldn't be kol amar. So we said you're supposed to start as early as possible. On the other hand, what if it's taka very late already? Whatever reason, you got delayed, it's already close to Chatzos. It's close to Chatzos. The Mishnah Brewer brings down in Siman Tov Ayin Zayin. What is a person supposed to do? It's close to Chatzos. He has a lot of things to do, Leila Seder. What should he do first? What's priority? Mishnah Brewer brings from the Dogel Mervov, the Tzlach. If it's in a rush and it's only a few minutes to Chatzos, make Kiddush, wash, matzah, and morer. After Chatzos, you'll say the whole Magid. Again, that's what the Mishnah Brura brings. If you're limited in time, and you only have a few minutes left, you wash, Kiddush, you wash, Matzah, and Moror, Magid will be done afterwards. Frek the Welt on this Dogel Mervova, Mishnah Brura. Moror bizman hazeh is a derabbanon. The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is a deraisa. The mitzvah of Sipur is a deraisa. Person has a few minutes. It's coming chatzos. Chmein, let Rabbi Kiva, you have the whole night. Megein, let Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. We want to try to chaper on chatzos. You're in a rush. You're limited. You have priorities here. Zok the dog Marvava. Kiddush, matzah, mor. L'chayra, it would be better to say part of Magid and be Makayim, Anashtana, Avodim Ayinu. The Dagam Ravob is Mashmano. Say Matzamora, Manashtana, Nochta. L'chayra, you should do part of Magid before. Magid is Doiraisa, the mitzvah says, Bezman Azev, CPC is Mitzrayim. Why does Moror take priority? Now, I want to say a few different ideas for this Dagam Ravob. Maybe the oil will be Machavin. I want to build it up. It's really one mile, but I want to break it up. You know, and Leila said that we always go with fours. I want to speak out a few machshavas, what we could say pshat in such a dogma ravava. The erishta nekuda is, we're asking on the dogma ravava, you're limited in time, it's almost chatzois, and he says, chaparai matzah amara. What about sipur? Where does it say that sipur yitzias mitzrayim is only till chatzois? Let's chaz it from the beginning. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah has a gzeirah shava, balayla hazeh, balayla hazeh, just like the ochel was abosar, balayla hazeh, means chatzois. Also, it says Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, because they reshove that the mitzvah's essay of achilas korban Pesach is only kol chatzos. That's for korban Pesach. Maybe it only applies to korban Pesach. We know more. Rava Gemara, no one argues on him. That according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, matzah also, and we bavorn. Even though it's not the matzah of al matzah sumroirim yachlu, it's the matzah of be'erev toichlo matzah. The matzah that applies even bizman hazeh. Aber nachals Rava says that matzah is tzibundin to the zman of korban Pesach. Let Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that Korban Pesach needs chatzos, matzah needs chatzos. There's no Gemara that Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim needs chatzos. The Menachas Chinuch Nemzon Azoy, most Gedolei Achronim Nemzon Azoy, and we discussed it before. My first suggestion is maybe the Dagon Ravava Poshet holds that you don't need chatzos for Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So state nisht. Chaparai, matzah mar. Who says Sipur needs chatzos b'chlal, a dingarayan whole thing? And you know what? I'm coming full circle. I even have a nice makar that Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim doesn't need chatzos, even from Elazar ben Azariah. Ma'isa b'ben Ebra! We said all kinds of terutzah before. Ken zayin, they're good. But I want to say another mal. You know why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was mesaper b'Yitzias Mitzrayim koloise alayla? Because Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim doesn't need chatzos. Korban Pesach needs chatzos. Matzah needs chatzos. From the Ma'isa b'ben Ebra, there's a makar to the Dagon Ravava that maybe argues on the Menachas Chinuch. And he holds, Sipur doesn't need chatzos. And that's why, chaparayin first, the matzah and the mar. That's the Ershta Mahalach. I'm claiming the dog of Mervava. Poshet, he argues. Korban Pesach is documented, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah needs chatzos. Matzah also, Rava says it. Ochel matzah bezman hazeh, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah liyotza. Sipur doesn't need chatzos. That's the Ershta Mahalach. The Tzveit Mahalach is, we know there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, special on Leila Seder, different than the regular mitzvah of Zechira whole year. And we mentioned, it's not today's Shia, but there's a major Shiloh. A whole year, a ganzi yom is up to Sipur. What's the chilek? Dafka, on Leil Pesach. There's all kind of terutzim. Rabbeinu Yerucham and other Rishayim also, Chuvus HaRosh, Asach Rishayim, they ask Akasha, why do we make a brocha on Magid? Why is there no brocha on Magid? And again, this is a topic by itself. There's many terutzim. Maybe the brocha of Asher Galonu is a brocha. But why don't we make a brocha on Magid? And there are many terutzim. I want to speak to the teretz that's negay for what we're building up. Rabbeinu Yerucham brings a mahalach. The reason we don't make a brocha of a mitzvah before we start Magid is because when you said Kiddush, you were be'emes already yoytz, shayna rein gechabt. You said Kiddush, you technically already did the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. You can elaborate. Kol amar barei zeh meshubach. But when you said Kiddush, hasta shen yoytz again, you're going to make a brocha now, asher pichonu b'mitzvayis b'tivonu on Sipur.
Make a brocha before Kiddush.
A good kasha? I'm not answering that. But that's what he says. We don't make a brocha before Magid. Frank's good. We don't make a brocha before Magid because the Kiddush was already yoytz. Now this is a big Kiddush. Everyone knows. Reb Chaim, they say, the Welt says over from Chaim, what's the difference between Sipur and Zechira? So Reb Chaim says, because Sipur needs me'av leben, it needs to be rhetoric. Sipur needs maschil b'gnusu mesayim b'shvach, which means you need the full story, the details, the whole picture. You need Rabbi Gamliel. Elaborate. It's a chiddush from Rav Chaim. In this Rabbeinu Yerucham, I see nishnazay. When a person says kiddush, he yoytza Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The kiddush itself is already a kiyum of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, if that's true, first of all, you know, Rabbeinu Yerucham says the reason you don't make a bracha on Magid is because you were already yoytza when you said kiddush. Question. Why didn't you say you were already yoytza when you said kriyashma? You davened Ma'ariv Pesach night. You said Kriyashma, you said Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kriyashma, Why did he say?
What?
You need the matzah morim by the kiddush. Okay, okay. Aliyayin. The rabbanon. The women say also daven ma'ariv. Yeah, with talisim, without talisim, whatever. You know why Rabbeinu Yeruchim says kiddush? In Kriyashma, you're not yoitza, the mitzvah of Sipitzius Mitzrayim. There's something different about Sipur that you don't have in Kriyashma. Sipitzius Mitzrayim, you have to stress that it happened today. It's Yoim Chagamatis Hazeh. You have to stress that it's today, that it's an anniversary. Kriyashma, we mention Yitzius Mitzrayim, we don't stress that it's anniversary. In Kiddush, we're already stressing. It's not elaborate, we don't say all the details, but we're stressing that it's today. And a major factor, a difference among the many, between Sipur and Zechira, is that Sipur, you're stressing that it's the anniversary.
How do you know that? Where does it say that?
Rav Chaim says it. They say it up from Rav Chaim and other Achronim, that it's a hadgosh. It has to do with the bar before that you're really going out. It's the anniversary. Maybe ties into that. But that's the etzem idea. Parenthetically, I'll tell you, interesting, you know, it says in the Agadah, Yochel Merish Chodesh, there was a Havmini, you would start saying Sipur and Zechira ready for Merish Chodesh. I don't know if that means you would take matzah out on Merish Chodesh, or the Havmini would be even without matzah to do it. But there's a Havmini for Merish Chodesh. So someone once asked me, how could you tell me this is Yesod? You have to say it happened today. If there's a Havmini, you're doing it ready for Merish Chodesh. Where's that factor of stressing that you're anniversarying it? Teres is Poshet. In the Yochel Merish Chodesh, you would stress that it happened in this Chodesh. It would be an inyan to say Chodesh Nissan. The Yochel Merish Chodesh would be Vayter anniversary. But you would say, in this Chodesh we went out. Kamash will know that it's even more limited, only to that day. Vinit Vidar Ben Yeruchim says that Kiddush is already a kiyum of Sipitzius Mitzrayim. So you see, now like Reb Chaim, that you need the whole elaborate maschil, begnus, messiah, beshvach, rhetoric, avla, ben, abigazok, kiddush, yoitza given, the mitzvah Sipitzius Mitzrayim.
And Reb Chaim holds that you're not yoitza with all the pitches.
Oh, that's kolamarba. I'm going to get to that. But the question is, if the etzem core mitzvah of it, in the mashal, I'm saying that Kriyashma, you're not even yoitza bachla. Like this connect that you need the bayayim azeh. It's not like maschil bonus is extra credit. It's bachla, not yoitza. Someone said a different part, that Kriyashma not yoitza, because since we do it every day of the year, you have to do something unique. It can't be something you can do the ganz year. So Kiddush already something without the connection that you're saying Yom Seisva. You gotta do something. Maybe if you say Kriyashma twice, maybe yeah. Ibigazok. You know, you have to do something new. Akoponim, back to the Dogma Ravava. We're up to the Dogma Ravava, right? The Dogma Ravava says if it's a few minutes before Chatzos, and he rushes you up, he says, do matzah and maror. What about Magid? The Eretz Teretz was, he bechlal doesn't hold that there's a kveda of Chatzos. For Sipur, there's Zok. The Minchas Chinuch, the Dogma Ravava. Our second halach is that when he says do kiddush matz and mora, the kiddush is already a kiyum of Sipitzius Mitzrayim. The dritta mahalach is he says to do matz and mora. You're not stopping with a stopwatch. Mestam, if there's a few more minutes, you'll chaperain magid also. You'll start manashtana vadamira. You'll chaperain what you can. Our question was why does he shtip mora in there? Mora is less of a priority because it's the rabbanon. Yeah, but we mentioned before that part of the mitzvah of Sipur is the hands-on experience of eating the matzah, the maror. That's part of Sipur. We were asking, L'chari, you should do Sipur. What's he stepping in the maror here? Ermeint ish maror stamas maror bezman hazeh derabbanan. Ermeint, the Sipur aspect of maror. The maror is part and parcel of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why you're chopping it in Ryan.
But you're not talking about it.
Yeah, but part of the mitzvah of Sipur, I'm talking. It's an expression of Sipur. That's what we said for the Bi'er Ragah. I'm stelling Tzu back what we said before in the Bi'er Ragah, that even the shti of the koisis is an expressionism of the Sipur. That's what we said. The dalat koisis needs chatzos and halal doesn't. It's an expression of the Sipur. The matzah and the mara is an expression of the Sipur. So we said either you b'chalal don't need chatzos or the kiddush is Sipur. Now we're saying the matzah and the mara is Sipur. And I want to say one more mahalach, dvar chiddush. The Eilam was digging already before the Chiddush. When was I going to Chiddush? It could be, there's a din of Chatzos. We're talking about Shitas Rabbi Lezer ben Azari. That's the Shir. Zman Chatzos b'leil ha-seder. Shitas Rabbi Lezer ben Azari. Rabbi Lezer ben Azari holds Korban Pesach needs Chatzos. You must finish the Korban Pesach before Chatzos. Matzah also must be eaten before Chatzos. And most Achroim, Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim also. Maybe even Halal, the Dalit Koises. You need a Chapa to Ryan. Maybe the Chadgadi. Yeah, someone tell me, the Chadgadi Oichad, the Ryan Chapa in Far Chatzos. The din of Chatzos. Maybe if you eat the matzah before chatzos, matzah is lechem she'oinen ol of dvorim harbe. If you eat matzah before chatzos, then you could take a bimamshech after chatzos also. And that's what the Dogma Ravava means. Chaparayin the matzah the more. Then you can continue even after. You want, as you say, it's a gedder of kolamar b'lesaper, with a different gedder, but the pshat is you chaparayin. I don't know, but I have an interesting shaila. We know that, you know, there's a chiddush from the Bach that on Leil Tesvov there's a mitzvah to eat matzah as much as you eat. Meaning, besides the kezayis of Be'erev Teichel Matzahs, the Bach says there's a mitzvah in every matzah that you eat on Leil Tesvov. I'm not referring to the grah that everyone knows that the entire 7 days there's a mitzvah kiyumis. That's a different shmos, the grah and the cheskuni in Parshas Boy. The Bach says that there's a special mitzvah on Leil Tesvov, the more matzah you eat. It's a tochen, even the matzah of the Bach doesn't need chatzos. If you chap the Reina Kazayas before, now lechem she'oinon al advarim harbi, you can continue on past the Zman. Now here's the knesh, and I was meramis to it before. How far can you go? The Zman is only chatzos. How far can you go? As long as you want, until it stops. It says in Shulchan Aruch, chayiv odem l'saper kol alayla, ad she'techatfeno shena. You have to continue being l'saper b'tzias Mitzrayim till you fall asleep. What happens if you fall asleep? Gechapta jim abissel. Vekzachov, have a coffee, continue. Teretz says, it's already after chatzos. There's a hemshich. If you fall asleep, that stops it. We mentioned before, if it comes man kriyashma, that stops it. A makor to this, I'm saying chadushim, aber I found a kol boy. Everyone knows you're not supposed to eat after the afikoyim. The kol boy says, Rishon, why shouldn't you eat after the afikoyim? He says, because be'emes, after you eat the matzah, you want to be mamshich to be mesaper the whole night. And you could only be mamshich to be mesaper the whole night if you still have the tam matzah. If you ate something else, that's going to shter, and then you can't be mamshich. I think I want to tie it. I'm saying a vort now, based on the kolboy. It's one big concept. If you shtel it avek before chatzois, then you can continue until there's a hafsaka. Falling asleep is a hafsaka. Eventually becoming Zman Kriyashma is a hafsaka. And eating something else, the kolboy says, would be a hafsaka. But that's the tsuras hadvarim. You have to eat it before chatzois, and that's the fourth pshan of the Dogel Marvav. Chap arayin the matzah and mor far chatzois. Hasta arayin gechap the matzah and mor far chatzois. Kenst mamshich zayin the sipur ad sheftechat feno shena. And that's the seder hadvarim of Legabe chatzois.
Says you could eat afterwards.
What?
You eat your gefilte fish.
Yeah, like the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. Yeah, 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 right. It's not like the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. Right, correct. So the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer was based on the Hanocha. It's a chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. It's a chiddush of the Avnei Nezer that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Isser of eating after Afikayim stops by chatzois. Not everyone says that. That's the chiddush of the Nezer with the Tanai. This is going on like that. Yeah, the Kolba is not like the Avnei Nezer. Yeah, Shein is Shein Tzulek. Richtig. Say.
The first matzah is the matzah
of
mitzvah, right?
The machlekes mishanim,
yeah,
but let's assume,
yeah. The first matzah of mitzvah,
yeah.
So you have yisudu afterward. Why is that?
Yeah, so the oynon al dvarim harbi, that, lemoshal, even in halal, they say, the Sfasema says, that there's a hefsek in halal, the sudu shulchan aruch. He says, the shulchan aruch is ain't shtik halal. It's nishkin hefsek. I think it's the Sfasema, though, in the Al HaToyra, not in the himself. So it's ain't shtik halal. Ain't shtik halal. That's a taina. I hear. The Gefilte says the first matzah. Why should the after afikoyim matzah not? Okay, it's a horror. Okay, what? Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good horror. I'm not sure what to say. Yeah, it's something you have to say. Pshat. I'm not sure. Arehu, yeah. We mentioned that there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and separately there's a mitzvah of Zechira against Yor of Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim against Yor is when we say in Kriyashma, we mention it by day and by night. You know, the Leil of a Rebbe said, how does a person do Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim against Yor? Because against Yor, me'efentech Gemara, and you sit and eat a piece of cake, give zech achtung, that you make sure that there's no crumbs falling in. This is against Yor, I eat gedenk, Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's effing in the Gemara, you know, you have to know. A kid asked his father, he says, why are you checking this farm? It's mokam shem machnisim by chomet. But if it's, we can machen zech here, Yetzias Mitzrayim, against Yor, alamol, give an achtung, that there's no chomets inside. Now, listen to a yediyah. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, there's a mitzvah eser doiraisa of Kiddush on Leil Shabbos. Zohar es yema Shabbos lekatshei. The Gemara makes a gzeirah shova. Nemar zochar asiyam haShabbos lekatshei, v'nemar zochar asiyam tseis chameretz Mitzrayim. We learn from there, gzeira shava, that in Kiddush, on Leil Shabbos, you must mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a special nudin. Besides the din that every day of the year, twice a day, you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you make sure there's no crumbs in your Gemara, there's another din of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. When you say Kiddush, you should mention Mitzrayim. Gzeira shava. And that's why in Kiddush on Friday night, part of the matbeya of the nusach of Kiddush is Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's because of this gzeira shava. Nemer Zachros Yom Shabbos, Nemer Zachros Yom Tzei Yisrael. Interesting, the Mechas Chinuch asks a kasha, in Havdolah we don't say Yitzias Mitzrayim. In fact, the Mechas Chinuch, why? A lot of Mishayim Havdolah is the Rabbonim, but the Rambam sheet is that Havdolah is Kiddush. The Rambam says, Mekadshoi, Bechnisosoi, Uvitziosoi. Zachros Yom HaShabbos, Lekadshoi is twice. Bechnisosoi, and again, Bitziosoi. Why don't we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and Havdolah? There's a gzeir shavi that in the mitzvah of Zohar, Yom HaShabbos, he's supposed to mention Zohar, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Favosin Ishdokin, and the Matbei of Chazal, he's asking, why does no Yitzias Mitzrayim and Havdolah? Mail if it's a derabana, but if it's the din of Zohar, it's just as much Zohar as Kiddush is. Akasha, the Minchas Chinuch, I don't have a terror. Akoponim, there's the special mitzvah of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush. So a vil dekasha. I don't get things, a vil dekasha. Women are chayiv in Kiddush also, and a woman can be might see a man. Women are not chayiv in the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, like a lot of achronim. How could an isha be moitzi an ish in kiddush? In a chanami, she's chayiv in kiddush, zocher v'shomer. She's chayiv in kiddush. But how could she be moitzi him in kiddush? Part of kiddush also has a zechiras yitzias mitzrayim aspect. They're not chayiv in that. How could she be moitzi him?
That's a kiddush.
Excellent. That's the emes teretz. And that's what I hold also, I'm quoting over, I still want to say, but that's the emes teretz, it's a kiddush the kiddin. It's a matbei of the kiddush, and if noshim achayiv in kiddush the chayiv. But I saw a vilde pshat, Rav Avadi Yosef in his agoda, he asks this kashya. He says, interesting maisa. He says, yeah, zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, you could do behiru. That's another teretz, the difference between sipura and zechira gansir. Zechira, you could do behiru. So he says, when the isha is being moitzi the man in kiddush, the kiddush she's being moitzi with him by listening. Oh, but the zechiras yitzias mitzrayim aspect, that he's going to be doing himself with her. So she tossed it, that it's not a kiddush
the gedin. Concentrate hard.
Yeah, that it's not a kiddush the gedin, it's the zechir. He's doing the zechir, as he's listening to her saying kiddush. Oh, but the zechir is Mitzrayim part of it, which is not a kiddush the gedin, she tossed it, he's naming it's not a kiddush the gedin, you're being mighty. It's a vilde kiddush. Pashas, it's a matbei of the kiddush, and she's chayiv in the kiddush. The pasuk says in Eicha, Hisbiyani bamaroirim, hirvani lana. His biyani bamaroyrim irvani lana. Dr. Medrash, his biyani bamaroyrim is leil Pesach. We eat moror. Irvani lana is Tisha B'av, bitter. And of course, we know that Pesach is connected to Tisha B'av. We eat an egg. The Rama brings down zeichel lechurban. Pesach is connected to Tisha B'av, and the reason is because the Yidden were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years, and they had to go out early. Because they were going to fall into the Munshari Tumah. Abulamaisa, there was a Gezerah 400 years. Where's the 400 years? We had to go back into Golos. And the thousands of years of Golos is parallel for those 190 years that we had to go out early. We had no choice. We had to go out early. But we have to be Mashlim. And whatever the Madregas we are, these thousands of years of Golos, with all the Tzoras, is the Hashlama of that Golos. You know, there's another cheshbon that the 400 years starts from Avram Avinu. But according to the Man D'Yomer that Avram Avinu was kind of Eretz Yisrael with Chazokah, kum ba'aretz la'arkel l'rachba, so it wasn't Eretz Loy Lahem, he was Zoychen. We have to go back into Golos. And that's what it means, it's biyani bamaroyrim, Zokta Beisalev, it's biyani bamaroyrim irvani lana. We went that early and we eat more and we have Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we got to go back into the Golos. It's a drush. The Prashas Drachan learns yet, and the Beisalev Yosef. With Kenyan, he brings a raya from Venus, and if he is, it's a Aber like this. His biyani bamaroyrim, there's a cute pshat, but it brings out a point. His biyani bamaroyrim, we eat matzah and then we eat morer. A person has svi when he eats two kezaisim. Why do we eat matzah first and then morer? We should first eat the morer and then go out free with the matzah. The reason we eat matzah and then morer is because we're reminding ourselves that we're still in Golos. So his biyani bamaroyrim, why is the sviya, the second kazayis, with the maror? Because irvani lana. Or alternatively, we eat maror twice, because we have to eat maror and then zeichel achorben in the zeichel amikdash in the kairach. Why is biyani bamaroyrim so much maror, two pieces of maror? Again, irvani lana, we're still in Golos. His biyani bamaroyrim, and we remind ourselves that we have to went back into Golos and we're still in Golos. Zok de beis halevi. And this is hashloma to the shir. Zok de beis halevi. Did the Yidden have to go back into Golos or not? When was Yitzias Mitzrayim? At night or by day? Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah holds it was b'chatzos, it was the middle of the night. And that's why Korban Pesach is only till chatzos. That's because Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah holds that the Geula in Mitzrayim was at night. A nighttime Geula means it wasn't a Shleimistika Geula. It happened in the middle of the night. They snuck out in the middle of the night. And we have to go back into Golis to finish the 400 years. The Belezer ben Azayel, he holds in this Kenyan Chazoka. So there was no Eretz Lelehem from Avram. We got to deliver the 400 years. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah l'shitasi that the goal is we went out in the middle of the night. If we would go out by day, if you learn that Karban Pesach is told in the morning, that's because it was a daytime geula. Then we don't belong in Golis. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it was a nighttime geula. That means it wasn't a shleimistika geula. So the Beis Halevi, listen carefully. Cheshbin, halt kapa, a beautiful zach. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, harei ani kiven shivim shana. V'loi zachisi shetayom reitzis Mitzrayim b'leilis. Ad shedorshe ben zoimo. Koil yimei chayecha, koil l'rabbis ha'leilis. Simple ha'ora in pshat. Rav Elazar ben Azariah is insisting here that Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, should not only be done by day, even by night. And he's saying, I really hold like that, that's my shita, but I couldn't convince the Olam until ben zoimo came around. What was the greatest chochma of ben zoimo? He had a drosha. Koil l'rabbis ha'leilis. Did Rav Elazar ben Azariah know that drosha or not? If he did, what did he need ben zoyma for? Let him tell the oilam, I have him a car, koil, rabbis alevis. If he didn't know that, Russia, so then why was he so insistent that the mitzvah is even by night? Tak, where's the makar?
He had a kabbalah,
good. I'm going to say another teretz. One thing he's saying a teretz, he had a kabbalah, it's good. He had a kabbalah, but he didn't have a makar. You know, I saw a pshat that he did have a makar. He held the drush of kol. But so, somehow, you know, the Gemara says in Soita, Mishameis ben zoyma botl hadar shonim. Ben Zoymah, you can't tell in the drosha, as Zoymah is now saying, Mishameis, Ben Achadorsha Ben Zoymah, Mishameis Ben Zoymah, but Vah Darshon. But I want to say, Pshat, it's Bemis what you're saying, but it's Mamish Tazim. Look at the base like this. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the entire time was insisting that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim, is even by night. Not because he Darshan called, he didn't have a makar, and he couldn't convince Doyle. Where's he coming from? Why is he saying at a Kabbalah? But what's the Pshat? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah l'shitosoy. That says Karban Pesach is only till Chatzos. It was a nighttime Yitzia. That's before we have to go back into Golis, Hirvan Ilana. But it was a nighttime Golis. Of course the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim should be by night. The Ikar is the night. The Geula was the middle of the night. Espastik Onamakar. Why couldn't he convince the Oilam? And he needed Ben Soima. Maisa Bebnei Brak. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the five Tanoim were Mesapren Yitzias Mitzrayim, Koloise Halayla. What was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah doing there the whole night? So we said a few terutzim, but we're going to say a numa halach now. Eret gebitten the shir, and he said that it's the whole night, and it's a daytime golas. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and it's the hemshach of the agoda. Mamash, look at the shtikalach in the agoda. After the meisen b'nei brak, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was mesaper in b'nei brak the whole night, so he's not going with his sheep that it happened in the middle of the night. And then he suddenly says, oi, I hold that you're supposed to do Yitzias Mitzrayim b'leilas, but I can't prove it to the Olam anymore. I was there in B'nai Brak the whole morning, the whole night. Achadorshe ben Zoyma, kol l'rabois halelos. He himself had not like that. Lemaisa, the point is that there was this vikuach, if the geula happened in the middle of the night, and therefore we have to viter mucher in the golas, and that was the machloikis, but avada we know, the Rabbanan argued, kol is not l'rabois halelos, kol is l'rabois l'mois ha-mashiach, which that's a machloikis, whether Be'ezer Hashem, when it comes to Geula, ki yimei tseischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu niflois, whether we're still also going to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, or it's already going to be ibrgishtigin, der madrega, that we're not going to have to anymore remember it, like it says in the Sfasemes, that if by the makis it says etzpa elikim, and then on the yam was a higher madrega, it was already vayar Yisrael, it's a yoda gedolah, which the Haggadah makes a cheshbon that it's five times and more, as of the Sfasemes. In Mitzrayim it was Etzpa. By the Yam it was already Yad. Be'ezer Hashem, L'geula Hasida, it's going to be Shvoi Chamoscha, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lai, Ki'ilu Molek Temosah, in a Moshel. The Etzpa is a Moshel for our Hasogas. And there's a Yad, Be'ezer Hashem, Koil L'Rabbis L'Moysa Mashiach, where then Be'ezer Hashem, it will be Molek Temosah, the Ganze Guf, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lai, Mishbizoicha, Bahai Shaita, to the Geula.